Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on 96.5 FM and AM 630 and the live stream. You can share that with your friends and family outside the listening coverage area by going to acn.cc and clicking on that Liberty bell. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Are we seriously on Wednesday already? I can't believe it.
Wow.
We just flew right through Christmas and the day after, and my gosh.
Yeah, and the new year will soon be behind us, and we'll be off and running for
flying through 2024. Just watch. This is going to be nutty, especially with that whole eclipse scenario going across
March or April.
Yeah. And boy, I can't wait to see what that ends up being, especially with the fact that it ends up being X marks the spot, really.
I know.
You know, from a stellar standpoint, you know, looking down from the heavens. Here's where the X is going to cross the United States on this specific day. And so,
well, you and I've been talking, and we expect to see some really supernatural things take place, or continue to take place, I should say.
Yeah.
Some people, they miss the dots connecting, and it's just a crazy world.
Well, that's why they're supposed to listen to our show.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's why we're laying it all out for everybody. We're pulling all this stuff together. And the thing is, too, that, you know, talk about miracles. They have been experiencing so many miracles in Israel. The IDF is going through like one miracle after another.
Yep.
The Lord is making his way known to the IDF. So often, it's just amazing. And
it is really cool to see the stories coming out from the ground. I mean, this is just one component of it. The Israeli troops reporting, encountering angels on the battlefield.
Right.
And warning them, don't go into that building. And they clear, you know, the city, three city blocks around it. They don't know why, because this guy said something and boom, it goes up, right? It was an ambush. It was some type of IED. And the other thing too, interesting, is Muslim Arabs reporting converting to Christ after having been being visited by Christ. And these are hardcore pro Hamas, pro Hezbollah.
Yeah, something like more than 200 of them had dreams of Jesus and they converted.
Yeah.
And not only that, but there were Jewish people in America that had the same thing happen.
Yeah.
Where
they
had dreams of him, or that the one Jewish girl in California, she said he actually walked in to her room.
Right.
It wasn't like it was just like an apparition or like a vision, or she was asleep or anything. It was like a man walked right into her room and it was him.
Yeah.
She was a Jew and she converted right then and there.
Yep. And we're talking about the Jews that are like, we don't follow Christ. He is, we don't even talk about him. He's not the Messiah. It's a false teaching. It's this, that. And then they're converting to Christianity.
And that was what Jonathan Cahn was reporting. And in fact, he said that these girls, when they're asked by Christians, they're like, are you serious? He walked into your room. And she goes, yeah, isn't that how it happens? Like, she didn't know. She didn't know that does not
that's
happen.
That's how we
to
all became Christians.
Christian, is converted or decides to go ahead and be baptized and repent. And so that's just stunning. This is it. The Lord is afoot.
Yeah, and these Jews and these Muslims that are converting to Christ are thinking, oh, I finally get it. Now I understand why all you people follow Christ, because he came and visited you and laid it all out and told you the gospel, and now you follow him. And we're like, no.
No.
We didn't get that.
Boy, we are so jealous.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's amazing.
But I get it. I get it, because you and I have said that quite a bit, that there are people that the Lord will have to actually appear to them in a dream or in person, because they're so far lost that they will never, ever understand the truth. It doesn't matter if it slaps them in the face. They'll say, no, that's a lie, you know. And so it will take the Lord to get some of those people. In fact, lots of them.
And
he
that
needs
veil,
to visit my mom.
That veil is is lifting. I mean, it is really amazing to watch what's happening around the world. And we're part of it. We're right there on the front row.
Yep.
So very exciting. No matter what happens, we trust in him.
Yep.
2024 is no doubt is going to be, I believe, just we're going to be astounded at every turn. I mean, we're going to just be recovering from one thing that we're astounded by and turn around and there's another one. And let's get to the word of the day, because
this is
the season,
man. It's exciting
stuff. Digging in.
You know, and well, the cool part is seeing how the word of the day is unfolding as this is all going on also, you know.
Yeah.
You get the Lord's perspective on these very specific things that are happening. And so, you know, this was a random turning on Saturday, this study that we were doing about the book of Judges.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just random. And so we decided to really dig in and go through five of the chapters. And so we're going to cover two of the chapters this week. We're going to cover chapter 2 and chapter 3 because there's some very, very important things in here that people need to know, that basically God uses warring groups to test Israel to see if they would keep his commandments or not. And so we're going to read verses 1 through 10 today, and then we'll get to more of it tomorrow and the next day.
All right. Sounds good to me. Okay. Judges.
So Judges chapter 2 starts with, under the title, Israel's Disobedience. Then the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I led you up from Egypt and brought you to the land of which I swore to your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their gods shall be a snare to you. So it was, when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. Then they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there to the Lord. And when Joshua had dismissed the people, the children of Israel went each to his own inheritance to possess the land. And then the death of Joshua happened. So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua had seen all the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years old, and they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres in the mountains of Ephraim on the north side of Mount Gash. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. And that's it.
And they forgot about the Lord. And that sets the tone for what's about ready to happen to these people.
Right, like just the very generation following the generation that was delivered out of Egypt.
Yeah.
They just instantly forgot it. But what's interesting here in chapter 2 is the very beginning. It starts out with, then the angel of the Lord came up. That's not an angel. That is Jesus.
Yes.
You know, when he says, I will never break my covenant with you, and that I led you up from Egypt and brought you to the land which I swore to your fathers.
That's right.
And so that clearly is God. That's Jesus right there.
Right.
And
speaking of Christ approaching people and talking to them.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And so that's fascinating right there. And just the fact that here's Jesus now saying, you're not supposed to make any covenants with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? And right. So this is exactly reflective of why they're seeing miracles right now in Israel and Gaza. You know, this has been the name of the game ever since they got there.
Right.
Where God's telling them, these people aren't supposed to be there, and don't just cohabitate with them and, you know, and allow them to stay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's.
And the rest of the world can call it whatever they want. They can call it xenophobic. They can call it occupying.
Yeah, they can
call
just,
it.
Yeah.
Who cares what they call it? Go away.
Right.
You know what, what?
That's the sixth grade version coming out again. Oh, well, we'll call you names if you don't.
Right. Who cares? We're not asking you for us to do a ceasefire. We're not asking you to purge our land of this scourge that has resulted in, you know, thousands of deaths and more promised by these people who they made the choice. They don't want to live alongside the Jews, which are willing to live alongside the Palestinians. But
right.
it's you have to finally come to the realization you cannot live right alongside of them. We're going to find that out in our own country. We're not going to be able to live right alongside of all these people that are flooding into our country.
Exactly.
The numbers, you know, like the size of Denver,
right.
The population,
yep, just walk through,
you know, every
border.
90 days.
Yep, that's right.
Who have no, absolutely no intentions of becoming Americans. They loathe the whole system.
Yep, exactly. That's why it says in verse 3, therefore, I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side.
There we go.
And their gods shall be a snare to you.
Right.
And so this is what happens when you shove all of these different nations together into one nation, especially rapid fire.
Oh, yeah. Just for the sake of diversity.
Yeah, you know? Right. Diversity doesn't work. And it's, you know, I think that's been proven in France, in Germany, in England, every place that we've seen the massive Muslim invasion. I mean, they're now just, they have nothing but problems.
Right.
And so for the Lord to say, because you allowed them to stay, I'm not going to drive them out before you. I'll let you see what these people are like. They will be thorns in your side.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening. I mean, that's what they're becoming.
Right.
You know, there was, and I just come across this in the last couple of days, but the Italy Prime Minister, Gloria Meloni, she said, this is another, people say, this is the female version of Trump, Italian version, right? There's all these versions of Trump popping up,
yep.
like Geert Wilders or Malay. Yep.
Right.
But anyway, she said that there's a problem of compatibility between Islamic culture and European civilization. They are not compatible.
Right.
Sharia, impossible in Europe. Elon Musk also attended the fest and said that Italy now needs to protect its culture and not let it disappear. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was also at the also present. Of course, he doesn't say that he weighed in at all. He's probably sitting there tight jawed, you know, over
right.
that those statements. But some people get it.
Yep.
They just get it.
That's right.
And it's not compatible. They want Sharia law.
Yep. Yeah. So. Oh, absolutely. And so to even have any Muslims in Congress is unconstitutional.
Yes.
Because, you know, here that is the definition of a subversive person in that office.
Yes.
I mean, their ultimate goal is always to assist in bringing in Sharia law.
And
which
subverting
is,
our constitution
yep.
in place of it.
That's right.
So it's absolutely, I agree. And you know what Elon Musk said to the Italians? We need to be saying to the Americans, we need to protect our culture.
Right.
Our border, our language, our culture.
Yep.
That's what makes a nation.
That's right.
So anyway, well, good. That's good one, man. And we're just getting started here in Judges. So I'm looking forward to this. And
yep,
that was,
me too.
One more time. What was the verse and scripture and verse?
Okay. So that was Judges chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
All right. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, praise God for that.
Yes. Okay, this close out segment one. We want to, one more time, well, no, we're going to keep doing it, appealing to you. We're listener supported. We need you guys to help us with the offsetting the costs. And thank you for those of you who do. And if you guys feel led to pray about it and you want to help support us, go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on donate to RFR, and you can find out how you can support us there. But stick around. We'll be back with segment two of The Morning Commute right after this. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
Wars and rumors of wars. Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
White supremacists, I did my inaugural address to a single out. As the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy.
Have you lost your mind?
Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and the Lady Liberty on this in-between week between Christmas and New Year's. And boy, there's a lot to cover, that we are going to be going into this new year with. We've got some really cool stuff we're going to cover here in segment two. But first, this segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Check them out at prepping2-0.com. Well, Lady Liberty, set the tone here first.
Yes. Well, everyone, welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
We got somebody we're going to wiffle hard.
Oh, boy. And we love this part because, well, this is a clip that we've got from the lead coup puppet himself. And what he's saying here, this is really hilarious because now all of these commie coup usurpers are now trying to say that they're using the Constitution and Trump is the one being unconstitutional.
Right.
When they're in a coup. They yes. are the ones that have perpetrated a communist coup in the 2020 election.
Right.
And they're trying to act all pious and lawful. This is insane.
Yeah. He's talking about the same Constitution that he took an oath to uphold and defend, the same oath that he swore he would uphold the laws and faithfully execute those laws.
Right, which means secure border.
Right. The same person who took the same oath to defend our nation's borders, and they are compromised. We're under an invasion right now. Yeah, that same Brandon.
Yeah, so listen to what he has to say.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
If these guys allow the constitutional process to take place, they won't be able to stop President Trump from getting in office again.
Well,
they're going to have to subvert the Constitution for him not to get in.
Exactly. And the fact that he even said that, what he said was what a dictator would say. What he's saying is absolutely unconstitutional. He said, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power. It's called an election, you guys.
Exactly.
And an honest election is the person that the people vote for. And
right.
So it's not them deciding to demonstrate that he will not take power. And then he goes off and says, making sure under legitimate efforts of the Constitution to not yeah. let him be president again.
So is Brandon counting on these 100,000 people stadiums that he's filling up that are supporting him?
Well, exactly. I mean, it says here also, he's basically admitting to collusion with the Department of Justice to keep Trump from becoming president of the United States again. And so he's going to have to act illegally to make that dictator statement true.
Right. Well, these people don't care about the Constitution anyway. You know, every time he speaks, it's a subversion of the Constitution.
Exactly.
Or they claim constitutional rights that are not even in the Constitution.
Yep.
They're mutilating children sexually. They're spending money they don't have the authority to spend, the lawful authority. They're just flinging it all over the place, compromising our military six ways from Sunday.
It's a coup.
It is. Yeah, it is.
And so it's just so, it's so insulting for them to claim this high ground, this moral high ground of what they're doing to be lawful and constitutional when it flies exactly in the face of the Constitution. And here we have, you know, not forgetting what happened in Colorado. We have the Colorado Supreme Court that removed Trump from the 2024 state ballot, citing the 14th Amendment of the Constitution.
Right.
So here they are blocking a legitimate election, trying to prevent people from voting for the person they legitimately want to vote for.
Yes.
And then they're trying to cite that they're following the Constitution.
But they're forgetting about the part of the Constitution that talks about
he was never convicted.
Due process.
Right.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
He was never convicted of what they're trying to shove upon him. And in fact, they even said they were of the opinion that he caused an insurrection. Not he was convicted of causing an insurrection, but they were of the opinion. So what that is what they are ruling on is opinions now in this supposed court of law. We'll just call it a court of opinion now. And
right.
So here we've got that Colorado thing going on. And then even better, Marjorie Taylor Greene posted on her channel something fascinating as well, that Jack Smith's special counsel appointment is unconstitutional, according to the former attorney general. And this former attorney general tells the Supreme Court that the filing essentially claims U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland improperly appointed Smith to an office that does not exist with authority Garland does not possess.
Yes.
This came from the former attorney general calling out Merrick Garland as the U.S. Attorney General, saying that was unconstitutional what he just did.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that this is the irony of it is that the Constitution is irrelevant to these people.
Right.
And they talk about, because otherwise there's nothing to stop all of these other states from saying it is our opinion that Biden took millions of dollars from communist China and sold privileges for, you know, monetary gain.
Right.
They could just make all these opinions. We don't even have to have a trial for Biden. We could just say this is our opinion. And you let that Pandora's box open, you've lost your country.
Exactly. Well, and so furthermore, the statement goes on to say the former attorney general said Jack Smith's special counsel appointment is unconstitutional. So the Supreme Court must reject his petition against Donald Trump. And so he's already telling the Supreme Court what they did was unconstitutional to begin with. You have to reject his petition against Donald Trump.
Yes. Now, will they do it?
Right.
You know, that's remains to be seen. And as we go into further into this clown world that we're in, I think we're going to see more and more things unfold that are just going to astound everybody. And
right.
It's just not going to make any sense. There's not going to be any logic, no rational thinking behind it. It's like I said, we need to look out for ourselves.
It's an absolute mess. We've been through a coup and we need to reclaim our nation. Now,
yeah.
Check this out. Speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, do you know what happened to her and one other GOP lawmaker on Christmas Day? Two GOP lawmakers were targeted in Christmas Day swatting calls.
Yes.
As the police investigate. Apparently, Representatives Brandon Williams and Marjorie Taylor Greene posted on Twitter about bogus incidents. Representative Brandon Williams, a Republican from New York, was the first target of a swatting call on Monday, and the congressman posted about the whole ordeal on Twitter. He said, "Our home was swatted this afternoon. Thanks to the deputies and troopers who contacted me before arriving, they left with homemade cookies and spiced nuts. Merry Christmas, everyone," yes. Williams wrote. And shortly after his post, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia announced she was also the victim of a swatting incident on Monday.
This is like the third or at least the third time that this has happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Of course, now the police department, they're onto it. They're aware of this. And if you guys have not heard of swatting, this is when some leftist activist tries to anonymously call in some incident that would prompt a SWAT team response. So they will say, "Oh, there's a, I've heard gunshots and people screaming and there's blood everywhere." And you know, they call 911. So the police roll out with this SWAT type of response and descend on a residence with a SWAT team based on a false call. It's called swatting. And if I'm not understanding, I need to go back and look. They may have identified the person responsible for the Marjorie Taylor Greene incident.
Right. She said that the SWAT team arrived while she had her whole family there at her house. And this is just, this garbage is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And one last thing that we have to talk about here on Wiffle Bat Wednesday was posted by one of our listeners that posted it on our Telegram channel. And so we wanted to give him a shout out and say thank you for this. It says here, "Javier Milei has been president of Argentina for less than 2 weeks and has reduced the size of the government by more than 50%, repealed 380,000 laws, and legalized competing currencies."
Outstanding.
That is phenomenal.
That sounds like Trump's first 2 weeks or 10 days. I mean, within an hour, all the climate hoax stuff was wiped out off the White House website.
Yep.
And they had stacks of thousands of regulations on his desk, signing an executive order, wiping him out.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on his way to reducing the size of our government. And
that picture, I'll remember that picture forever, because that was what the property rights group was fighting against, was all of those EPA regulations. And they had stacks over 7 feet tall, like 30 stacks of them.
It's awesome. We need to do it again.
No kidding.
All right. Well, you guys have a blessed day out there. Be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.